At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
But he asks like normal questions, right? Like hidden inside.
Oh, yeah.
He'll fuck with you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Chris, would you grab me a spittoon? Yeah.
Who would he, well.
He would just do crazy stuff to like throw you off.
Yeah.
So you'd have to, I think what you would want to do is you would just want to have, you wouldn't want to rely on your wits.
Yeah.
Because he'll say weird like Zoomer stuff that doesn't even make sense. Yeah. You'd probably want to have so much crazy shit going on that it like is upsetting for you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're watching stuff happening and you're getting thrown off by how weird and upsetting it is.
How long does it go for?
40 minutes.
Okay, good. Yeah, we could definitely build that out.
Chris, would you grab me a hat?
I made a deal. Matan, on the way here, I made a deal. I buy watches. This is a Rolex, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was down there. There's a guy. I was like, I'm on a podcast. One of the guys that was there was like, podcasts make money. And I said, it sure does. This guy, as soon as I said the word money, his eyes lit up, if you know what I mean.
You should try. You should. What if you like dressed real bougie?
Yep.
And had and got like fake designer, but it's not obviously fake. Like it looks real, like a bunch of Louis stuff. And you just talked about money the whole time.
Yeah.
In like an over the top way. I got one right here. Both.
Okay.
Oh, spittoon. Oh, thank you.
It's a cold one.
Oh, you got a cold spittoon.
Yeah, it's a chilled.
I like using cold chilled, spittoons.
It's really funny.
Is the camera working?
No.
No. I've had a shoulder impingement for 10 years.
Oh, no.
It's so annoying.
It's from lifting heavy.
It's from jiu-jitsu. I held on to a seat belt, and this guy rolled with me, and I went the wrong way and cooked my arm pretty good.
Isn't it like a tendon is over the spot in the wrong spot?
Well, jiu-jitsu it's from the ancient Japanese art of jiu-jitsu, but it was perfected by the Gracie, by Carlos Gracie in Brazil. So it combines the elegance and form and beauty of an ancient Japanese martial art with Brazil.
Yeah. Now it made its way there on the wings of a bird, right? A migrant bird. It had eggs from a Japanese koi pond, and then it was in the wing, and then it propagated inside a Brazilian trash puddle in the streets of Paulo.
That's correct, Nick.
Okay, good.
And I'll never forget when my Brazilian jiu-jitsu sensei said to me, he said, Papua de mumu gai de brazao de jau, abessao ma bau, bajau.
Gotcha.
Brau.
Yeah. And he said that while
and
half
I said,
cross-eyed.
You're a fucking retard.
He said that while one of his eyes was half cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said that while riding a motorcycle without a helmet and fucking hundreds of women for sport.
Having big sneakers on and bright blue Adidas pants with orange stripes on them, right?
Yes, and while painting the Brazilian flag on a brick wall of a bodega. He was saying that to me.
Getting his head shaved for
he
the fourth
doesn't
time.
This look good, the Brazilian flag, bajau mabau.
Represent. Represent.
Shut up. He was eating rice and fish.
I had a Brazilian fan come up to me after a stand-up show, and he'd watched the whole show. He didn't heckle or anything, but he came up after me and was like, so you don't like Brazil? And it was a little dude, too, but I knew he was, like, ready to fight.
Yeah.
Like, a little guy ready to fight.
He had his feet in the right spot.
Yeah. Like, his hands were doing the right thing. Like, he was ready to get it popping.
His shoulders weren't shrugged. He was,
exactly.
He was loose. He was stretched. He was like he was ready.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So you don't like Brazil?
No one does. It's not your fault. No one does. That fucking what's that thing you guys do? Carnival? No, that's corny too.
Not even you like it. You just don't get it yet.
Yeah, you're sick of the big ass thing too. Like it's just too much.
It's too much.
You know how much it takes for a fucking pervert like me to be sick of seeing big asses?
It takes a lot.
But you did it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day, like how perverted our generation is, like how good we were at And and it's cooked us so much to the point where we're like, that's enough now. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like where you're like cringing at open.
It's impressive. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. It's like good for you.
Yeah, they did it.
Yeah, you did it.
They
Thank
got
you.
Us good. Oh,
did a number on those hoods.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I hate to inconvenience you yet again, but would you get me nicotine pouches? Thank you so much.
Chris has given me, what do we call that? What's that when your dad leaves you when you're a kid a lot? Abandonment issues?
Mm-hmm. I don't like not when Chris isn't around.
Yeah, it makes
me feel abandoned by my dad.
Yeah, I feel like my dad's like, I'll be home in a couple of days, son. Mm-hmm. Even though my dad never left for business trips. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a business where he left for business trips. He just didn't come home a lot. I'll be drinking with Tommy Wood.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing vocal exercises. One of them, the guy's saying, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
Really?
Yeah. It's like an old white guy in a suit.
It's really funny.
Ma, 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 ma. Babbity, 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 nigga, 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 nigga. Ah, blah, blah, blah.
The crinkles the can. Like, he's like, what? The and the crinkle the can quietly. What? The yids with yellow yidding.
Do you know who Vin Jiang is?
No.
The Australian Vietnamese guy?
Nope.
He's pretty good.
Is he a vocal coach?
He's like a vocal public speaking guy.
That's cool.
If you join my club, you'll get access to hundreds of vocal exercises. I've been thinking about it, though. I've been watching, like, just people public speaking, like with the tariff stuff. I've been paying more attention to the news and watching a lot of these Bitcoin conference videos. And people are, you make your living, so many people make their living based off of public appearance and their charisma and their ability to talk. And there's some of them are so bad at talking that it's, it would go a long way if they did some public speaking classes or something. It doesn't make sense that they don't do this. Someone near them doesn't tell them to do this.
Like Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
Seeing Grant Cardone run into a room, a stadium full of people, makes me sick to my stomach.
He's a Bitcoiner now. Did you know that?
Oh, cool.
He is. But of course he manages to like make it weird and messed up. He's like, I don't buy Bitcoin. My real estate buys the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like he made it into some weird thing where it's still about real estate. It's kind of funny, actually.
I have a puppy farm.
It's actually really funny.
It's... watching him, like, I was, you know, clowning on him. And, like, I hate, Rick Ross is just such a cornball to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Rick Ross is there for Persian guys. Like, no one likes DJ Khaled. Like, no one likes him.
Australian Lebanese guys.
Yes.
Guys that are weird, like Honda Cross Tour. You remember that when that thing came out? Certain cars are like baller cars for hood people, like the Toyota Venza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's weird cars like that. Like the ultimate for them would be the BMW Crossback or whatever they call it.
The
6 Series, like Fastback.
What the fuck do they call it? 5. It was a 5, actually.
Something
five,
about that shape appeals to
the
these
bean,
people.
Like the bean-shaped
cars. Bean-shaped cars, yeah.
Yeah, the Honda Cross Tour.
But I remember at that Honda dealership, when Honda came out with that, what is that body style even called?
I don't
Cross
know.
Cross Tour. They like liked that.
That's the worst thing.
Put 19-inch rims on a murdered out Cross Tour, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's some like Southeast Asia shit that I don't understand. Like
different people, weird people.
But Grant Cardone, I mean Rick Ross and him interviewing going like, "You got that big old house." And it's just like watching a stadium full of people hear a 5'3" guy ask a fucking fat like, let's be honest, blacks, that's a sorry,
there's no way around that.
I'm sorry, guys,
we can't mince words. I think the black community that watches this show appreciates that.
They're like, yes, he's right.
When we call out the
Mr. Umar helps,
yeah,
back me up on this one.
We need some statistics on why Rick Ross is a
and him being like, yeah, I saw a sign on it and I turned around.
Nice.
Wow, you called a foreclosure on a $50,000 mansion in Georgia that some other fucking moron built. And then like he cuts his own grass like with a lawnmower once probably.
It's kind of cool.
It is like all his stories are nice. but like Rick Ross is literally for, what do they call that when they mill you down? Like when they give you a DJ Khaled to like
what? Shut you up. Like you're represented.
Yeah, we're
here. You go.
Here you go. Here's Persia.
Mm-hmm.
See, he is cool here.
See, we did this too. You can come
like
here.
Him.
Yeah.
It's like record executives like walking in like a fat Persian guy. Be like, here's something you guys are gonna like. Play with him. Call it music. That's fun. Like a toy we're supposed to like. It's just a fat, obnoxious piece of shit. Like, I'm green. They call me broccoli.
Well, alcohol sales are huge.
So he's
I think that's where most of the money comes from. Is some hideous pink bottle of some tonic that you've never heard of, but somehow does $1 billion a year.
Yeah,
that type of thing.
Money laundering for slaves.
Chris, how are your slaves doing?
Good? Sounds good.
Chris's slaves.
Oh, Chris is so busy with his slaves, he can't even hang out with us anymore.
He's barely around. He's got so much slaves to manage.
I feel myself turning into like, you know when girls, like when you're saying the words, you're going to leave her?
Mm-hmm.
My wife does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's fine. Like, oh, I'm going to be on tour, this and that. But I'm going out tonight. I'm not going to be. And then her whole demeanor will change. Like, oh, you're leaving now? And like they get like that weird look, like twinge in their eye, and they're like, I'm being abandoned right now.
Uh-huh.
I feel that. I feel myself turning into a bitch with everything that Chris says when he says he's leaving.
It's the slaves that he's moving. He's moving on. He's going to work for
Dobrik.
Steven Crowder.
Is he doing? Is he
Crowder?
Is he still hot?
He's number one.
He's hot as hell.
He's number one in the all Crowder's, streaming.
Crowder's number one. You can debate him.
He's Canadian. Whoa.
He's number one right now. Number one watched live stream in the United States.
All good things come from Canada.
He said, "Is that true?
That all good things come from Canada?
That's probably true.
I mean, a disproportionately large amount of cool things come from Canada. That's true.
Canada is the Japan of humor
for how." Fruity it is up there. Crowder.
Can't you get my pear juice? Screaming at his wife.
My steaks! My steaks! My grill!
My steaks. Dude, even better than this, two things. This is a great note. Jay Farm is cool. Is the Daily Wire bankrupt?
Something's going on over there. The CEO left. Man, you know I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
Totally, 100%. And it's taken me 20 years to realize and admit that audio is more important than video by far.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'll be there in 5 years.
And I remember it at RISD Film School, the audio guy said that audio is 70% and video is 30%, and it's not. Audio is like really 90. It's more. It's got to be 90%.
Do you owe your wisdom professor an apology?
I do.
That's why blind people seem to be happier than deaf people. You ever see Stevie Wonder?
Good point. Yeah,
you're big blind on all. Not he's so happy. He's not blind.
He's not deaf.
He's playing catch. Fuck. Yeah, I know, and then deaf people are like
deaf people have attitude.
They're furries.
I hate deaf people. I do not like deaf people. Mm. They have an attitude. I talked about this in the past too, but this is the language that you speak does something to you psychologically in the same way that your name does something to you. Like the reason why Nick is a good guy. Like, Nicks are social connectors. They'll help you out. It's hard to find a person named Nick who's, like, a fucking asshole. They're usually very good people. And that's because you've heard, like, in the nick of time, like you've heard the name Nick over and over again.
Yes. Nickelodeon.
Since you were 0 years old, right? Language does the same thing. And it's why, like, when you went to Italy, you had the experience of the guy bringing out the wine. And there was a wine. The name of the wine was It Is.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you said the guy brought it out to you, and he said, "This is that." You were shocked at how cartoonishly Italians were Italian. You didn't think that it was like that. You thought that it would be that we exaggerated on like Family Guy.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like that. And said it was like, Alchio Pepe, spaghetti bolle nole. Like, yeah. Literally, like, Aula Paula Taylor. Like, that's everybody wherever.
And the guy brought the wine out to you and he said, this is the best wine in all of Italy. It is called It Is.
Right.
I just love that story.
That's so crazy. You're right.
And French people are assholes. French people are fucking assholes. And it's because of the language. Just if your language is like, je ne sais pas toi, shut up, like they're perverts, they're bad people. So the language that you speak, it has a lot to do with your psychology. Deaf people, if you tell you when deaf, the message that deaf people get over and over again is from when they go to their special deaf school and they start talking to deaf teachers, you're special. The whole entire world has to rearrange itself to fit your needs. Oh, and what's your language?
Orgasm.
Or 24/7 orgasming with your hands. And when you talk, people have to look right at you and they and you have to look right at them. And it's your communication with you, sweetie, is the most important thing in the entire world. Meanwhile, what you're giving back to people is McDonald's. I want to go to McDonald's today. No, I cannot hear in my ear. Don't you think I'm stental? Deaf people are assholes.
Well, the ones that the only deaf people that I've talked to was like this deaf girl I used to know. She'd be like, you're in my asshole. Oh, it's way inside my asshole. I'm like, no, I know. It's cool. It's cool. We'll go back to the bar in a second.
I can't hear you.
chill. I'll wet it. Hold on. Just let me lick my hand and wet the tip of my dick.
I just have to wet it.
I just got to wet it more. It's dry as shit. You're hot.
Anyway.
I know. Anybody, listen.
Anywho.
Let's be professional about this. Everybody wants to fuck a deaf girl up the ass. Well. Let's be pros about this, guys. Let's be Brown University grads like we all are. Deaf girls are smoke show. They are complete assholes until they are stock nude in the bed.
Hopping around.
Right.
Not able to hear.
On all fours, ready for whatever's about to happen.
Because they can't see.
Deaf and blind.
Right. Stevie Wonder. Yeah. Stevie Wonder, what's going to be stuck in your ass? Stevie Wonder, how long this is going to last? The answer is 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. That's crude. But deaf people shouldn't be. I mean, I want to have a deaf. I'm sure Howard Stern had 96 deaf. Had like an army of deaf assholes.
Well, I mean, he collected diseased, broken people. I think they should be out of public view, deaf people, the deaf.
They should have asked him for money.
Yeah.
They should start clamoring back about like, I think he paid them like $1 and was like, get out of my office.
Mm-hmm.
Like for a long time, he paid nobody anything.
Yeah.
And he was like a real scum piece of shit about it.
That's the way it goes when you're the biggest media personality of all time is you can't afford to pay the that create the content for you.
Too busy saying your own name over and over again and putting your big fucking ugly face on things. Big circus ghoul.
He's the one.
This fucking human scream mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure everybody in New York, I hated the success of Howard Stern's radio show.
Yeah.
It was very annoying.
Well, he appealed to a very base, I mean, the thing, making fun of is like you probably shouldn't do it too much.
It's like farts.
Yeah.
It's like a 1,000-year-old joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like farts are funny in every culture or something like that.
It's more fun to make fun of mentally well people that have bad opinions.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll give you the perfect example. Right before I was here, I was eating my cafeteria Whole Foods meal of mm-hmm. artichokes and grilled chicken.
Yummy.
Yum. And I saw, you know that the woman I always make the joke about, like, oh, God, I could just picture her yelling at me for not packing my phone charger.
Well, this is something you like.
Yeah, like
you like it though.
A woman named Lauren.
You mean it's a good thing?
It's a good thing.
Okay.
I saw a couple walk by me. He was like a bad version of me.
Mm-hmm.
Tall, shrug shoulders. He had a white beanie on, which I knew he wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
White beanie on, orange hoodie,
mm-hmm.
tall. So mm-hmm. she liked him because he was tall. His name was probably like Matt Piscoli.
Yep.
And probably back in the day, he was probably like a decent guy. But he looks like he likes to gamble and play golf. And he probably is like a second generation fence company owner. Mm-hmm. And he probably had a GMC Denali Ultimate outside, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. white. Mm-hmm.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
She had yoga pants on, a sloppy ass, mm-hmm. but good enough. Mm-hmm. She was 5'7", 155.
Mm-hmm.
Not dumpy.
Good specs.
Good specs. Cable knit tan sweater with a tight, wet ponytail.
Was it a J. Jill?
A J. Jill.
She was wearing J. Jill.
She looks like the kind of girl who would tap her teeth when she's nervous. And she likes the sound, you know, like clicking sounds.
The type of girl that likes the smell of nail polish.
Yes.
She's a clicker.
Yes, she's a clicker. And he constantly disappoints her.
Yeah.
He was holding both bags of groceries. He was paying. She was doing less than nothing. She was also 5'8", so she stood kind of like, it was like this.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to pick the chocolate off of the Reese's before eating the inside.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
She's the, you know, the thing I always say is like, can you not touch me? Your breath smells like fruit.
Mm-hmm.
She'll tell you your breath smells like something that's not necessarily bad.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah,
can
yeah.
you not? Your whole hand smells like olives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, like that girl. Like, pretty, but not pretty enough. If she went to the gym and got, like, you know, $4,000 worth of skin shit, she'd be probably be like an 8 yeah. or an 8.5.
She's like a regular college soccer-y.
Like a bitch.
Field hockey-ish.
White Jeep Grand Cherokee. Altitude.
Those girls have gremlins in their heads.
Yes.
It's very interesting to me.
They couldn't show you Spain on a map.
Yeah. I remember one that did. She specifically sprayed herself with perfume 22 times.
Yes, that shit.
It was Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia. Lauren. Yeah.
And she had like long blonde. She would always have like weird little like particular things she didn't like happening, but then you could yank her hair. We used to like pull her hair like fucking like a like
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Illegally.
Lauren. Yeah. She'd be like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she wouldn't tell on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like other girls would tell on you she wouldn't
yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could I know exactly. Yeah. And I saw it and I noticed it from like 50 feet away and I was so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she had like bad shoes on and I was like, And if I ever see these people and they ever put it together that was me and I was them, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I just know exactly what's going on inside your super clean house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have sex once every 3 weeks for 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And she's happy, and you're happy.
The wall-mounted flat-screen TV gets a lot of use.
A lot.
Yeah.
Let's watch this new show. It's called Civil Warriors. They'll watch anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My friend actually just got the new Infinity. The thing is sick. Yeah, we'll just go with gray.
We got a Ninja Creamy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the name of their car. The Ninja
it's
Creamy.
A real thing. Yeah.
What's a Ninja Creamy?
Like a blender type thing. Food processor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those
yeah,
people, they like food processor shit.
Yeah, new diet fads.
Soda Stream.
Yes.
Yeah,
they'll get a Soda Stream.
It's to make ice cream at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Their kids have like on point Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 brand new Halloween costumes a year.
Mm-hmm.
They even go to Halloween costumes together. And it was just such a wonderful, like, New England, Northeast, New Jersey, Philadelphia. Like,
it's the whole thing in one package.
Yes.
It's like indicative of the...
You're me, I'm you. You went mm-hmm. to college. One of you stayed, one of you didn't. You're doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of comforting to think about.
It is. It made me feel good. It was like eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich of life, of people watching.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
We like that.
Now, mm-hmm. you said sloppy ass, and I was trying to think of, like, how to draw that. Because I was thinking about...
Go ahead, draw it. I want to see what you think.
I don't need to see right now, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
What did you mean by slot? Like this sort of thing?
Chris, I don't want to see the sexiest possible.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track.
Please stop drawing the sexiest that's ever existed. Chris.
It looks like my chest.
You actually got to stop doing that. Get that off the screen.
I'm horny.
Yeah.
Everybody's horny now. Now you happy now? Everybody's got hard-ons, Chris.
Anyways, that was
fun. Not toned, but was there. Like, not a flat girl's ass. Like, not a flat ass. Like, could have it if she wanted it, but wasn't there.
It's got some miles on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's got some miles. You squeeze it, and you can squeeze two handfuls each side.
Mm-hmm.
Big handfuls. But not big. You wouldn't dare call her a fat girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like skinny fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, she can walk 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
She can hoodie go for a hike.
Hike. She has she pulls her hoodie with her sleeves down when she goes to the beach.
Yeah.
She has a lot of pictures of her with crew neck sweatshirts that say Narragansett Beach on them in a tight ponytail.
Okay.
And a hat. She wears this hat, a baseball hat.
Okay.
My kind of girl. I would like her to tell me that I would like her to ask me if I brushed my teeth today.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. Like a little social checking.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah. Would you eat you ate McDonald's again?
I saw a receipt for something in your car that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Why did you go to Home Depot? Like weird questions.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I had to get zip tape. For what? Accusatory for no reason, that kind of shit.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That's my people. So I like you in general. So if that hit you hard, I like you. I don't want to let you know. You're not wrong. It's just I've got your wife and you pegged.
Mm-hmm.
I've got you clocked.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's funny.
Watch your ass around me. That's fun. That was super fun. But no, Daily Wire going out of business.
Oh yeah.
What's
Is that true? I don't know.
I heard. I don't know.
Someone was suggesting that maybe they were getting the USAID money.
Ooh.
But this is it's a massive Daily Wire's a massive operation. It's like hundreds of millions of dollars. And I don't believe where are they getting their money? That's the question. Because they don't have 100 times the amount of subscribers that we have.
Daily Wire Plus? Where's
the money coming from? No, but they don't have an audience. They have an audience that's bigger than us, but they don't have 100 times bigger the audience than us. So they must be getting. I mean, they're also state prop. They're propaganda for not necessarily the United States, but they're propaganda.
APAC. They probably just get money from APAC. Foreign.
They got to be getting a bunch from other places, and maybe that money is drying up. It might be that USAID thing that someone tweeted about that is.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Could be why.
How much money does USAID? Oh, is USAID straight from the government, right? To little stuff.
USAID is what all these leftist podcasters, any big name leftist, has been getting $100,000, $1 million a year from USAID to spread their propaganda. So it's possible Daily Wire is getting something like that that's drying up now.
Was Barack Obama's ex-wife getting it? Soon to be ex-wife. I'll get into that soon. She was getting $100,000 a month or something?
I don't know.
I heard she...
Big Mike?
We've been friends for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Not her. I have too much fun with calling Michelle Obama hot.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it. It's just too easy to call her a guy and a cock and something. Just tired of hearing. So instead of that, you get 10 toes down on that she's hot as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, dude, I don't even like black chicks, but I would fuck the shit out of Michelle. I would eat her until the fucking sun came up. I'd finger her until she came.
Pull up a picture, Chris. We got to see what this big
hot bitch. It's hot, man.
Did you see her new look?
Yep. I like it. And I like it. She's got a big smile.
It's that YouTube video upper right there. Instagram, that link in the upper right corner, please.
The twin brothers.
Right there.
Alzheimer's. And as Craig and I were sharing earlier, growing up, we didn't even have a name for it. It was just sort of interrogated.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. These.
What is this talking about?
We're just here for the hair.
Yo.
I think I like the business casual look. She reminds me of Sally Field Chic and Mrs. Doubtfire.
She's wearing the suit that Brad Pitt was wearing in the movie where he's like a
child.
Mr. Golden, whatever.
Yep.
Can you look up Brad Pitt in a suit?
Exactly what you're talking about.
What's the one?
I've never even seen that movie, but I know exactly.
The Centennial Man. What's the movie where Brad Pitt ages backwards?
Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button. Type in Benjamin Button, please, Chris Lynch. Benjamin Button. Is this a good movie?
Never seen it.
Oh no, it might have been the Burn After Reading. Type in Brad Pitt Burn After Reading.
Brad Pitt was really, that was his best role.
In Burn After Reading?
Yeah.
When he wears the suit to go meet with the, that right there. That's what, like, a suit that's a little too big.
Yep.
Is what Michelle Obama is rocking right now.
Well, she's got her hot round ass, because black chicks known to have a big, they call it a badonkadonk butt, which is a really cool thing to say. I like when people say that.
Yeah.
I like raise the roof. I like badonkadonk butt. I love these kind of things. Makes white people look cool when they say it. Mm-hmm. And
she got a badonkadonk.
It's a funny thing to say. It's just fun. It's culturally fun. It makes us look fucking ridiculous. But I want to bend her over, eat. I'll be straight.
She's got that onion booty.
It's a booty so nice it'll make you cry. Mm-hmm. And I'd probably eat her ass for a little while because I'm a little bit of a pervert myself. Mm-hmm. I'd squeeze her tits and I'd eat her all night.
Okay.
And then I'd get regular head from her. And I'd just have like regular intercourse with her for hours.
Yep.
Because I would enjoy the so much.
Yeah.
Sorry, my wife. And that's my hall passes, Michelle Obama. She knows what's up. Mm. She's like, if you ever get the chance, shoot your shot, playa. Mm-hmm. That's what she said to me. She said, shoot your shot on that badonkadonk butt. Boy. Hey. It's just, I don't know. It's just so, it's like an auto thing where it's like, Michelle, Mike. Like, everybody. They auto dick it. And I'm like, all right. You have any jokes like that where people, like, you say it and then
for sure.
And even it's on your side of the joke.
Yeah.
You're still like, oh, of course.
It's funnier to say the opposite.
Yes.
Well, I've recently been saying, you know, man, you guys been watching the news recently. It's like up against it right now. Like, they need our help, dude. Like, is like our last shot. And like, if goes, like, everything falls apart. We need to help them. Know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, same with same with Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukraine, they need it. It's not. Why do they need the Ukraine's building a ski mountain?
We gotta save Ukraine, bro.
They're a war torn country.
They're at war right now.
They're at war with what kind of snowboards and skis they're gonna use. Did you see they're building a big ski mountain?
Are they?
Yeah, look up Ukraine ski mountain. Like, right in the middle of a war, they're like, we need money so bad. Ukraine, and then you can type news, probably. Ukraine, ski mountain, Ukraine. There we go. Luxury ski resort.
Whoa.
Right in the middle of a... Someone's just going to go there and be like, all right, show me the war.
Yo.
It's beautiful, huh? It's like they're making Aspen.
Yo.
They're so fucked up right now. They're like, yo, you know what we need? Luxury ski resort.
Oh my god, bro. What a nightmare.
I know, bro. The double Lamborghinis had me. It was over for me at the double. And I had the flag outside my house and I loved it.
What's the double Lamborghinis?
There was a picture of look up Ukraine 2 Lamborghinis. It was so blatant of I mean, it's easy to say they're probably misspending the money. Mm-hmm. It's the Zelensky has 2 Lambos in front of a private jet. It was 2 Lamborghinis.
Zelensky did?
Yeah.
Yo.
And I was like, yo, that is if you know cars, and I'll say this openly, if you know cars, these 2 Lamborghinis wrapped in front of a jet is like, fuck you, money. like, I don't give a fuck what you say. Suck my balls, asshole. It was I saw it and I was like, holy shit.
Hmm. Well, that's the way we have to fight terrorism is with Lamborghini ownership.
Right. And honestly, he'll feel better if he has the Bugatti Veyron or maybe his wife. Okay, here we go.
That's the picture.
That's the one I saw. And I knew he was like, fuck your bitch ass. Fuck your bitch ass. I think his wife did buy a Bugatti or something like that.
Well, I think his wife or somebody spent $1 million at the Hermes store.
There we go.
That type of shit. That's something that's been going on.
That's fuck your mother kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I took your money. What are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Suck my balls, asshole. Eat shit out of my toilets. Fuck a dog. Fuck mm-hmm. you. Suck my dick. I have Lamborghini. Blow me. Mm-hmm. I'll kick your fucking child in the head. I don't give a fuck. Suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your wife. I have some phlegm. Walk your wife over to me with her mouth open. I want a phlegm inside it.
This was pretty crazy, Trevin. This is Tease Links.
Tease Links. Like yo, T-Links. Dog, that's Tease Links.
Whoa.
I've seen some stuff. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God damn it.
Guys, we have seen.
How is this even wrestling at this point?
This is awesome.
How
this
is it not wrestling?
This is the most badass wrestling I've ever seen.
Yeah. AEW?
What the fuck?
What, they want the silly shit that the WWE does?
They should kill someone by, like, mutilating them. Like, fucking just, like, cut someone in half with a skill saw.
I should get into wrestling. I should start watching it.
I thought you were going to, I honestly, like, after you did the boxing, I thought in my head, I'm like, they're going to get a WWF contract.
I couldn't do that. Just athletically, I couldn't even train or take enough steroids to be able to do wrestling.
Those guys are who's Logan Paul?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of respect because I know for
sure, yeah.
You can't fake that.
No, you can't. You got to have a serious athleticism to do that stuff.
You'd be in good shape though.
I couldn't do it. I'd break my back day one.
Wheelchair man.
Yeah, I'd be wheelchair man. I'd be like mass. You remember Mass Transit?
No.
He was the 16-year-old kid that like lied about his age to go do wrestling and died. Type in Mass Transit wrestling.
No way.
17-year-old.
Who killed him?
Was it New Jack that killed him?
No way.
I don't know. It's.
What?
Bladed Too Deeply by Jerome New Jack Young. Seriously injured.
Severing two of his arteries.
Oh my
God, bro.
Blading is the practice of intentionally cutting oneself.
Yo.
Wow.
So that's what Throw God did, right? He's blading?
He was blading, yeah. You got to be careful when you're blading yourself.
Yeah.
Guys.
People thought I bladed at the Florida show and I hit my head on the air conditioning.
Here, get on the mic a little more, Nick.
They were like, oh, Nick's blading for a stand-up? That's insane. I was like, no. I hit my head on the air conditioning.
You hit your head incredibly hard.
I thought I probably have a microfracture in my skull. Yeah. I bet you if they did that like cranium thing, I have mm-hmm. It was like right in the corner. It hurt so bad.
That's the picture I chose for the episode one opening titles, by the way.
Excellente.
There's a badass picture of you with blood.
Yeah,
it was kind of, I mean, it was unfortunate that you hurt yourself and it's probably awful.
It hurt like hell.
But that was awesome.
But then
I was happy for you.
Just knowing is Luke was ready to just take pictures of him immediately. Like,
yeah, there was some kids that sent me some pretty good ones too. They're like, dude, you mind if I send you these? I was like right in front. And I was like, yeah, cool. Thanks. Yeah, that's fine. The set sucked. That's all right. But
in case
nobody
saw, Nick was bleeding from the top of his head all over his face for one of his entire sets.
The green room where you walk out, there was like an air conditioning hand. She's like, watch your head. The girl is fucking.
Yeah, great.
Girl.
Thank you.
And then I fucking just clobbered my fucking head on the way. Like, bang.
Maybe it'll come up.
On the corner. Was it on the corner of it?
Yeah.
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 Slash.
Yeah. And I just blood all over me. But
bled through the hat there.
Yeah. Thank God I was in there because it was coming down. It was raining blood. But it was fine. It was fine. I it's all good. But it wasn't a mass transit incident.
No, not yet.
Oh, no.
But imagine if that was your thing where you broke your back and then like your character was like, help me. Like I was like your like hype man.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to fuck you up, dude. He's going to fucking kick your ass, you fucking. and then I like shovel you into the ring, and then they just beat the shit out of you. I'm like, I can't believe you lost again. I had money on you. All right, let's get you up. Yeah, look at how mad he is. You're like, ah. You're like drawing like a dick with a mouse.
Did Mass Transit die? Did he die?
Is he dead?
Later events. Oh, he died at 22 due to complications of gastric bypass surgery. Okay, so I was wrong about that.
Oh, I remember seeing that kid.
That might be a Mandela thing. I thought I remember very vividly that he died. That's a Mandela thing.
Was he a white
kid? Yeah.
It was in Revere.
Big, husky, white boy.
But he got skinny when he was like all fucked up?
I don't know. He got gastric bypass surgery.
Is there a picture of him in a living room somewhere?
That's a bad idea right there.
Yeah. Just cheating life.
Yo.
Against the gangsters.
Rest in peace.
Just like fucking, like a nice kid.
Yeah. Good, honest wrestling man.
Wrestling's cool, though. I mean, I don't want to do it. I don't even want to follow it, but I like the lore of wrestling is cooler than football.
The lore is American mythology. It's what it is, you know? That's who we have. Those are our heroes.
These are our heroes. Ric Flair. Scott Steiner. But Zach, I was talking about this with Zach Amico. Like, he's a wrestling enthusiast. But the stories are... Did you hear the one of the fucking... The Haku? You know Haku?
No.
Okay, this is a good story. Haku?
Haku.
He's like, yeah, he didn't drink. He's like a big guy. He didn't really drink. But every now and then he would. Mm-hmm. And I look over and he took a triple shot of Jack Daniels. And we're in a small town in the middle of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And... He wants to play pool, mm-hmm. and we're getting food, and like I look over, and he's like, I want to play pool, mm-hmm. and some fucking hillbilly is like, we don't let n****s play pool around here, mm-hmm. and he's like, I'm playing pool now. You know, like, wrestlers don't give a fuck. They, like, laugh at you.
Who's Haku? Can we look him up?
Yeah, look up Haku. He's like, so, this is like Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, he's Tongan.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
He's Tongan, yeah. Haku.
Nice.
And it's always like the guy you'd least think would be the crazy one. Uh-huh. You know, like, I wouldn't put this, but I watch out for these motherfuckers. Anyway, yeah. Haku, he's like, I don't let fucking play fucking pool. He's like, ha, 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 ha. Sure, I play pool now. He goes to grab the stick. The guy cracks him over the back with a stick. Uh-huh. He's like, what did he do? He picks the guy up and bites through his shirt, bites this guy's back and spits it at him. Then his buddy comes over to save him. He goes to French kiss the guy, bites his nose off, bit his whole nose off, and is like, all right, we got to go. And then look up Kevin Sullivan. Imagine this guy, Kevin Sullivan, wrestler. Imagine this is the voice of reason. This guy. I'll do the one with, like, the horns. Like, his makeup is so... It's the world's worst wrestling makeup of all time. Like, all right, man, we got to go. Like, yes, this is Greek mythology.
Oh, this guy lived to 74? Wow, good for him.
Yeah, I know. It's
crazy.
That's badass.
It is badass.
That's a nice little pose there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. It's cool.
Yo. But
biting a guy's nose off in a Louisiana bar, like, imagine, like, fucking with a Samoan guy and be like, yeah, I told this fucking, I don't know what the fuck he was. He was, like, Puerto Rican or something. And I was like, no fucking, to playing fucking pool. And then all of a sudden, I got my nose bit off. Like, that's wild, bro.
Oh, my God.
And there's, like, yo, 50 of them. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. There's not one. Like, Ric Flair used to say, like, we, and it was, they say it so nonchalantly, you know, they're cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, man, we were at a bar. This guy fucking threw a chair over my back. And then the next thing you know, I'm fucking sticking a beer bottle in a guy's eye socket.
Like, these are the dudes that have, like, crate. They tell the stories about, like, yeah, he could drink 70 beers, 2 chocolate cakes.
And, yeah.
Like, yeah. His favorite thing was 3 chocolate cakes.
He loved it. He used to take shits in the bathtubs in hotels.
Yeah. Didn't Andre the Giant do some freaky dude shit?
What a disgusting freak.
Andre the Giant is disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Weren't you telling
they
something about...
They should have killed that guy.
They should have killed him. They should have dragged him to the bottom of the ocean.
Were you talking about snail shits or something?
Yeah, he used to eat, like, clams and then shit on people if he didn't like you. Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a big guy. You're 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
But imagine taking, like, a fucking seafood dump
clam
on someone.
Shit. Yeah,
I would kill. That's murder. Is the only answer. Someone shit on you. Like, up. You have to kill them now.
Yeah.
that's more than humiliation.
Yeah.
But he shit on someone that was, like, trying to get rough with him or something.
Uh-huh.
He used to drink 100. He drank 135 beers. Wade Boggs drank 120 beers.
Wade
Boggs is like, he's not a huge guy. Wade Boggs.
He's just like a human beer.
Yeah, yeah. He does. He looks like his name should be Wade Beer Can.
Nicknamed Chicken Man.
Yeah. He's a good baseball player.
That's not a good nickname.
No. He's probably like, that's cool, man. He's cool with it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Look up Wade Boggs drinks 100 beers. And then he played baseball.
This guy's got a cool lifestyle looking thing.
He's got that, like, yeah, here, 100 beers.
Classic American.
They flew and they were like, I don't know, man. I just started drinking, playing cards.
He ate chicken before every game.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that one. Baseball, when athletes weren't gay, period.
Yep.
John Daly.
Yeah.
Baseball's always struck me as the most masculine sport.
Yeah.
You know?
I think now, yeah.
It's because they got the hats.
They got the hats, yeah, good point, yeah.
I think like real fighting, though. I think like real fighting, like actual fist fights, I think the hockey guys are probably...
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But they're, I don't know, they're a lot of bisexual hockey behavior.
Mm. Oh, look, we got...
this freak, disgusting freak.
Who we got here?
Someone kill this thing.
Yeah, literally.
He's dead.
Kill that thing.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
They should have fucking cremated his ass and fucking sent him to the moon, the fake moon.
Ugly freak.
The not moon.
The not moon.
Damn. Yeah, no, I know Zelensky had two Lambos. Oh, well. But they're building a ski mountain. Daily Wire's going out of business. Did they pay Ben Shapiro too much money?
I'm sure. I mean, of course. The answer is of course, yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand why you're not paying me $85 million a year.
Yeah.
He made so much money.
His net worth is 26,000.
Yeah. Try 26,000. Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, maybe YouTube won't.
That can't be true.
As of 2021, my net worth is $25 million.
I do actually, I would like to know how much money Ben Shapiro has. That is an interesting statistic.
This is 50 million.
I don't think that can't be true.
No, he's got 100. If you asked him, he would tell you because the way he described it, he said as soon as he got out of law school, he was a millionaire. Mm-hmm. He said it is like, I remember hearing like a story. It's like, and I started to make a lot of money right away. And my wife knew that I was going to make a lot of money because I was already making $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nice. There was something good about it. I was like, good for you, bro. Like,
yeah.
Just Jewing right at it. Like,
go after it, man.
Check this out. Why don't you take a look? Why don't you eat my dusk and stare at the back of my yarmulke?
Oh, you know who I'm trying to get for the show? For the Sam Hyde show? Can you look up... Who's the conservative guy that's like
Patriot?
If
something?
You don't like it, fuck you.
Misfit
Patriot,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Who?
It's some guy on Twitter that just he had a moment, and I think I'm gonna bring him on the Sam Hyde show. I don't really know what I'm gonna say to him.
Should we do it?
Have Chris interview him. This guy right here. We're trying to get him. TMP, the Misfit Patriot.
Let me see if this
uncensored.
What the from most San Antonio, Texas. Big video is?
Was he actually on Grindr? Did somebody find that? That's the video. Play. Well fuck. No, nah, that's the source. But
because guess what? I'm a Zionist.
Hell yeah!
Yo,
you guys so should go to
super,
Tel Aviv.
He's just super pro.
Yeah,
conservative dude.
Is he
the past year and a half?
I don't know.
Okay, I've made several videos like this over the past year and a half, so let's do another one. If you're anti-Zionist, you can go fuck yourself. Yeah, that's right. If you say, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm not anti- I'm anti-Zionist, eat every until the end of time and then eat some more in hell. Because guess what? I'm a Zionist.
Wow.
I believe that the have a right to live in peace in their ancestral homeland. And that's what Zionism is. So when you say I'm anti-Zionist, you say I'm anti-misfit. And if you're anti-misfit...
Scotts is coming out with a new fertilizer this summer.
I'm an American patriot and Christian Zionist, and yes, you can be both. Because I read the Bible, and I love my country. See... I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat this one
hit
bit.
Pause. Isn't this guy so friends, weird? Is this one so weird about that?
Yeah, that is weird. I've never heard someone say
I want to know. I'll play that, please.
anti-Zionist, you can go fuck yourself. Yeah, that's right. If you say I'm not anti-Zionist.
Wait, where's the grinder thing?
I just want to know what his deal. Like, I don't even want to dig into him about the thing. Yeah. I just want to be like, what is your deal? Like, are you like a theater kid, or like, what is the?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
He looks like a beard oil gun guy.
What is this disabled with injury? What is that charge he's got there?
Bonfilio.
Can you click the tweet and see if someone explains what that means?
He replied, "I'm not a felon."
He reminds me of, like, you know, the black dudes who are like backpack rappers that say, if you have this hat on, you're about to start talking about pyramids and the cipher. Have you ever seen that? It's like the.
But Chris, take that image and run it through ChatGPT and say, what does this mean?
You know, black dudes who are like, it's almost like black shit, but it's like Tupac started Illuminati. Machiavelli was a clown who faked his own death.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into like some cipher and some like rabbit hole of shit and they're like well studied on whatever that is. I feel like that's like a white version of that.
Hmm.
Like an Italian kid who has a brain injury from playing middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And he like grabbed on to like, I'm going to like really go for this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to say I've ever seen that before, but I've seen like guys be like, here's why Chevy fucking crushes Ford. And I won't hear anything about it. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go through this now. but grabbing on to...
Yeah, save the J5. Can you attach the J5, please?
I have to log into
the J5.
We got
to
be logged in on this computer.
I have to make a fake.
Did you make a tick task for Ryan to do?
Where is
Ryan, by the way? Isn't he supposed to be here?
Yeah, I showed him the ropes.
You showed him the ropes. Okay,
I'm gonna
one more with Chris.
Chris, you're gonna spar later, right? We're gonna show you the ropes.
We're gonna show you. Yep.
Okay. Good. Good to hear.
But I just don't want to log into my personal ChatGPT.
We don't
want to
use the personal because there's STD questions in there.
What does it mean when you're frothing? What is yellow froth?
I have foam.
Neon froth equals what? Ouchies in my pee-pee.
Neon froth?
How I help my ouchies on my pee-pee.
You're arguing with it? I don't like that. Tell me something else I have that's less bad.
Come on, man. Take it easy. You're making me feel like shit about it.
Neon froth is crazy.
Lighten up.
Who's Ian Smith Fitness? Oh, that's Ian Smith Senior. Okay, got it. And he's there as Fist Me, Misfit Patriot. At Grok, is this real?
It'll work.
Yo. Dude.
Let's see. How long does it take usually? Is it instant?
Probably a couple hours.
Yo, was busy getting head. Was busy getting fisted by bears. Wow. Look at the Santa. They got Santa. They got fucking some Mexican guy.
We're going to see if this is real or not, if we have him on.
Don Lemon's ex-boyfriend's there.
They got every guy you could want.
Yeah, everybody. Oh, man. Politics and worrying about this stuff, it's...
Wait, Ryan, what were you saying? Ryan... Weren't you saying that Misfit Patriot guy was like trying to bargain with like seeing his, he wanted to go to Boston Airport so he could see his friends?
That's
too?
Correct. Yeah, he said, "Can you get this one instead? It's close to my friends. I want to hang out with them before and after the show."
I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah, I don't know. Funny.
To come up here?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
So he wanted to. The guy was getting like a little prissy on where he was going. Is that what you're saying?
Like, yeah, I just thought that was funny. Like when you get a free ride to something and they're like,
choosy beggars.
Yeah. Anyways.
I sent you a few links.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of them was pretty good.
Let's hit it up.
Okay. This is pretty wild. So you're not going to be able to opt out of the Amazon Echo listening to you.
No.
And anytime...
Sorry, guys.
It's important stuff.
It's my ski resort that I'm building. I have to get the deposit wired over.
Guys, get your donations right now. We're in a war torn area over here. Everybody's leaving me. I'll just go. You know what? I'll sit on this bottle. I'm gonna sit on this glass water bottle.
Chris, I hate when you leave.
Chris, I'm going to sit on this water bottle and then wiggle and let it break in my ass. And I'm going to have you guys pull it out of me.
Chris, we're doing dangerous butt play if you don't come back.
Chris, I'm ready to do glass butt. Wow, what's that?
Sandwich.
Where'd you get that
Where'd you get a sandwich from?
Don't play stupid with me.
Fuck you.
Where'd you get that?
Did you get a sandwich?
I got no sandwich.
Were you offered one?
No, they said, do you want some
air? Chris's sandwich becomes yours.
Do you want some air?
Chris.
You want some?
No, I don't eat Italian grinders. Okay. Is that Italian grinder?
That's an Italian growler.
Come fuck my bot. Italian grinder. Come over my house and suck me through a holo. that's fun.
But so like this.
It's just the Amazon contract. I remember like a couple years ago when they gave Elon the boring contract, the Hyperloop thing, the Hyperloop talk that never went anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then him bring that fake animation where they bring the people home.
Mm-hmm.
We have to sit here and suffer through the reality of this.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is...
He's a bad guy.
He's the coolest guy in the world right now.
He's a bad guy.
And we have to say like, oh yeah, can you walk me through the... let's talk about the dolphins that were outside the space station people that you brought home. Did you see the space station landing?
No. What happened?
You didn't see the space station landing?
No. What happened?
Can we watch the video, the live video of them? I watched it live on CNBC or whatever the business one is.
Mm-hmm.
Live space, whatever the fuck.
Live space,
station.
Chris.
Yeah, come on,
pull
Chris.
It up, Chris.
You know what I'm talking about. Michelle Obama's
get those
pussy
off the screen.
You talking? We've been friends for a long time. So you don't talk about my sweet little black shaven like that.
You're saying a space station landing?
Space station landing.
Chris,
yes,
just pull it up. The space station, Chris.
I can be vague, Chris.
Chris, the live space stuff
there we go,
happening.
There it is.
Chris.
There we go.
Boom. Oh.
I'm watching this live. They're like, all right, let's get a shift to live. Everybody's like, this. Wow, this is amazing, incredible. Mm-hmm. What are we? Oh, no, we're Indians today for believing this one.
We got T-Mobile going on here. Perfect.
10 lines for
I need 10
$10,000.
I want to save on my bill.
100 lines.
Game-changing value here, guys.
Oh, because we're small business. We're businesses.
The one thing you have to pay for in 2025 is
Tommy,
phone
this
service.
This is a goosebump moment.
This
What's
is goosebumps.
Your reaction to this?
I got goosebumps.
I got
well, I'll tell
fucking...
you, Liz, this is American exceptionalism at its finest, and I would hope that
wow.
all Americans watching this can celebrate and cheer for that American exceptionalism, and they can put their newfound hate and disdain for the great innovator Elon Musk aside and celebrate what we're seeing right now. It's fantastic to see people come home. It doesn't matter who brought them there, but I think we do have to remember who that was, love him or hate him, on the left. I hope
Wait,
you celebrate
this is
with
great.
Us.
We hate him.
This is a time to cheer America.
Vandalizing
cheer the White
Teslas.
House, cheer Elon Musk. This is exciting, Ned Ryan. Your
so
thoughts.
This is obviously real that they did, but then
well,
it's really great.
Trump. To allow Elon to bring these astronauts home safely after the 9 months being stranded up there. But Liz, it's also a triumph of common sense. I mean, Trump looked at the situation, realized Elon had a solution, said, go do it. Make
they're
it happen.
Splashing down
and
now.
I think
kind of
look
elegant.
At this. The
here it comes.
Are so exciting. They're about to splash down. The parachutes have been deployed. This is an 8-day mission, Ned. It turned into an agonizing 9-month stay, and it stretched out, and they were stranded up there. Here they go. They're about to splash down at any second, Ned. Exciting stuff.
This is fucking exciting stuff.
Well, I think we need to appreciate the age in which we live, in which we have a generational titan with
These
Elon
guys
Musk
are philosophers on Fox Business.
Colossus of American politics, Donald Trump. And I hope ushering in not only, again, as Tommy said, just this celebrating this exceptionalism, but a golden age, a new age of American exceptionalism.
It's a golden age. When can I get some of that gold?
Start.
Well, right now we're trying to build a ski mountain.
When does the gold trickle down to me?
Not yet, Sam. Oh, this is the one. That's the one. This is the one right here.
We celebrate in their place and in their honor. This is a great.
I couldn't be hornier when I saw this.
This is a great day for America, for Elon Musk, and there's more to come. It's also a reminder that when you unshackle innovators, you get great innovation. Imagine that, and that's exactly what we're seeing tonight.
Let's listen in what the communications are now.
What kind of car is that?
Using their restraints as resting places for their arms. They were just in space moments ago.
Can I skip ahead a bit?
So please skip ahead.
Skip ahead for like, yeah, just like, there you go.
It's
a little more. Here we go.
And now
100 meters.
Look at this real thing right here. Look at this real thing right here.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
I saw it like right there. Like I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Look at that, bro.
You know, Tommy, I don't know how you don't have a tear in your eye watching this, Tommy Lahren.
Good main release.
Again, Liz, this is just absolutely beautiful. I hope Americans are in their home. I hope they're watching on their screens, whatever device that they're using now, at this great American innovation and a great homecoming. This is so exciting. Let's all celebrate together. It's okay to celebrate American wins, even though you hate me, Elon Musk. This is made possible because of him. Celebrate and cheer. It's okay, liberals. You won't melt.
What Tommy just said, astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, they're now back on Earth.
Suni's here.
It's going to be a tough go. They've been up there for 9 months, Ned. We just heard the reporting that because of gravity, they may be rescued. You may see them come out on stretchers and gurneys as it's been going to be a difficult readjustment. But, Ned, they're back home.
Stretchers on the ocean.
Yeah, it's a great day. It's a great day for them, great day for America. It's a shame.
I think so. They pop the door open in the shot. Let me see.
So you think this is fake?
I'd bet my life on it that it's fake. If I'm wrong, kill me.
Today, finally, and again, thanks to Trump,
that's my bet. If that's real, blow my fucking head off.
Do you think Democrats should start backing
off? Just a small bet that I make.
Now, what are there? Dolphins?
Yeah, there's dolphins that come along, and then her hair has dyed. She's up in space with gray hair. She comes down, she's got brown hair. Her roots are all dyed. His beard is neatly trimmed. They got fucking box dye hair kits in space. This fake ass bullshit.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more. Visit MDE.TV.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.